I was fortunate in being able to join at a very early age. I had no musical experience. It was in 1949 and the war was behind us. My education had been not good during those years, so I had not a lot of hope for anything worthwhile coming, but I was in the church choir, and it was suggested that I might be suitable to join the Royal Marines Band Service. I applied and was accepted. In those days, few were not accepted because numbers were important and it didn't really matter whether you had the ability. I certainly had, as I say, no knowledge of music, and joined at Burford in Oxfordshire, where the School of Music, the Royal Naval School of Music then was, because this was before an amalgamation that came later with the Royal Marines, and did 4 years training. But during the first year of my training, we came to deal with the amalgamation of the Royal Marines and the Royal Naval School of Music to form the Royal Marines Band Service. And I then served a career which lasted 40 years and was very fortunate in being able to eventually become a Director of Music and then the Principal Director of Music, serving here at Deal in Kent. The Royal Naval School of Music began life at Eastney Barracks in Portsmouth in 1903. It then moved to Deal later on, after several years, and when the war came along, we're talking really about the Second World War now, with all the youngsters, something like 400 or more under training, it was a pretty dangerous place to be. And so the school, the Royal Naval School of Music, was moved around the country. It went to Malvern in Worcestershire, to the Isle of Man, to Scarborough. It went all around the place and ended up at Burford in Oxfordshire. But after the war, there was concern that the Royal Marines themselves were being pushed as to whether they were a worthwhile organisation or not, because they seemed to specialise, and it was probably felt that the Army could cover that as well, so why have this Royal Marines thing? And it was Earl Mountbatten, largely through him, that there was a consideration that the Royal Marines take over the commando role, which had been a dual role with the Army, rightly so, and that if they concentrated on that, they would secure their own future. But it would be even more beneficial if a band service, such as the Royal Navy was sporting, could be stitched alongside it. And as the Royal Marines had always trained the musicians, because the Royal Marines had always been part of the Royal Navy anyway, and they had musical expertise within the group divisional bands at Portsmouth, Plymouth and Chatham, it was decided that they would be best placed to carry out this reorganised thing, which would be a vital part of the Royal Navy's future and would secure perhaps the success of not only the Royal Marines commandos but also the band service. And so this amalgamation took place in 1950, and they had to go somewhere which was large enough to hold the lot, which was a training establishment. And at that time, the Depot Royal Marines was at Deal, and everybody who joined the Royal Marines, whatever their specialisation, joined at Deal. So it was a training establishment, lots of real estate, and so the old Royal Naval Hospital from the Napoleonic Wars on the Strand at Deal was thought to be an ideal place for a school of music. Lots of room, lots of cubicles, absolutely ideal at that time for the purpose. That's why it happened, and it was in 1950 that this all changed. And Vivian Dunn, who was then the Director of Music at Portsmouth as a major, he was promoted to Lieutenant Colonel, took over the job as Principal Director of Music, Royal Marines, a new title that hadn't been thought of before, and he became Principal of this school at Deal, and remained there for something like 17 years before he in fact retired.